This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is 16 minutes to five. You are with Em and Warren.
20 years ago, an iconic tile mosaic was secretly installed in Melbourne by legendary street artist Invader. Well, 20 years later, the mosaic is the centrepiece of City Gallery's latest exhibition, Off the Grid. And here to tell us more about it and the exhibition itself, Off the Grid, Invader and Melbourne Street Art in the Early 2000s, is curator and director of the MICAT Institute in Melbourne, Australia, Lachlan McDowell. Lachlan, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hello there. How are you going?
Lachlan, I find this absolutely fascinating, a secret mosaic. Tell us about it and also about Invader.
Look, this is a really interesting story and it goes back 20 years. Obviously, Melbourne was, you know, it was a different time. It was in the days before street art had really become such a mainstream kind of activity. And Invader is an anonymous French artist who came to Melbourne and installed a whole series of mosaics around the city. It's completely informal activity. You know, as we say, it's off the grid. And many of those mosaics are still in existence. So this is a chance, I think, to look back on these kind of secretive activities of 20 years ago and think a little bit about how street art has evolved in Melbourne.
Lachlan, how did we find out about the mosaics if they were secretly installed?
So Invader's part of a kind of cultural scene around street art with, you know, other artists your listeners are maybe more familiar with, such as Banksy. And these artists are making work really without any expectation of reward, and they're kind of popping them in public space. And often the hope for these artists is that the work's kind of discovered or encountered, that you kind of come across it. You think, you know, what's that? It kind of pops out at you. As it happens, Invader at the time wasn't particularly famous, but he's since become, you know, very well known. He's gone on to put mosaics in more than 80 cities around the world. So it's a real kind of global art practice and also a global art movement. So there's a lot more attention these days on street art.
Lachlan, you're the curator of this exhibition. You're also a scholar of graffiti, street art and digital culture. What drew you to these forms of art?
Well, I had the, the good fortune of growing up in Melbourne at a time when, in the late 80s and early 90s, when graffiti culture was a really big part of Melbourne, you know, catching the train and seeing graffiti. And then later in the early 2000s, Melbourne became a real hub for street art. And that's just that's a form that I always found very exciting. But the story behind the exhibition is also interesting. Invader put works all over the city. There's a whole cluster of works in the CBD. There's also works in Prahran and Fitzroy in North Melbourne. About 10 years ago, when some renovations were happening on the Arts Centre, some staff from the Arts Centre noticed that builders were about to demolish a blue stone wall that had an Invader mosaic kind of attached. And they went out and said to the builders, look, can you cut this off the wall? So that wasn't a simple task. As I understand it, you have to cut through a big kind of slab of blue stone. But eventually that artwork was cut off the wall and was became part of the City of Melbourne's collection.
Lachlan, is that something that happens often, that street art is, you know, noticed and if it's going to get destroyed, gets saved? Or is this kind of a precious moment for street art?
Look, it's a pretty unusual moment. There are certainly other situations where more famous street artists' works have been kind of stolen out of public space. And a lot of street art and graffiti is simply destroyed or covered over with paint or wears away in the weather. You know, it's a very ephemeral kind of form. But in this case, yeah, we were fortunate enough to have the work saved. And people may know Invader's works comprised of very simple materials, basically just household kind of tiles that are stuck into a mosaic that resembles kind of 70s computer games, kind of little design from the 70s. And so it's basic household kind of materials. It's not really sophisticated art supplies. And it, in Invader's case, it's not really possible to remove the work from the wall. People wouldn't really steal an Invader work because it's basically just a collection of tiles that are glued to the wall. Mm. So, yeah, we're really fortunate to have plenty of them still around in Melbourne and then to have this example in the gallery and in the collection.
We're chatting with curator and director of the MICAT Institute in Melbourne, Lachlan McDowell, about the City Gallery's latest exhibition. It's called Off the Grid. Lachlan, you just mentioned that, you know, no one can really pull the tiles off the wall, but is street art protected when someone like Invader does become famous? And, you know, now that we're all aware that these mosaics are throughout the city, like, how do we protect them?
Yeah, that's Warren, it's a complex issue. I think because the works are attached to buildings, in a legal sense, it can be difficult to negotiate protection for all of these individual works that were put up without letting the building owners know, and often they've become weathered and decayed and so on. That's part of the pleasure, I think, of street art. But a lot of institutions are now paying a lot more attention to this, and I think we will see in the future definitely attempts at least to document, but maybe other attempts to preserve these kind of works.
Lachlan, we have this whole exhibition which is comprised of street art and graffiti in a sense. A lot of people don't like graffiti, and of course there's a varying range of what, you know, the term graffiti even means. But would you say that there's value in the social and historical value of some graffiti?
Yeah, well, you kind of, you know, you're coming to the right person, or maybe the wrong person to ask that question, because, you know, I'm basically a fan of graffiti, so yeah. I'm someone who is interested in both its aesthetic kind of value and also, you know, certainly its historical and social kind of value. But, you know, I'm well aware that that's not everyone's view.
Yeah, I mean, so this is a really interesting thing, right? Because I feel like most of us can see the value of street art and graffiti that's like not necessarily commissioned, but, you know, it's on the side of someone's house and it's, you know, this gorgeous mural, or, you know, in the case of Invader, it's these mosaic tiles, you know, creating this art. We look at that and we go, wow, that's so cool. And it's, you know, free art that you're walking past. But then there's also the graffiti that's just like someone's tagged, you know, the side of a motorway. Mm. You know, is there a difference between those kind of types of graffiti, in your opinion?
No, I don't think they're as different as we often make out. And I know people are, you know, probably have a more intuitive attachment to kind of figurative and colourful works that they can understand, and might find tagging a bit kind of confusing or just kind of messy. Mm-hmm. But actually the reality is the connections between artists who work across graffiti and street art is more, there's more similarities, I think, than differences. And in a way we can think about Invader's work, even though it's, you know, tiles and it's a mosaic form, even though the materials have changed, we can see that that kind of evolved out of a scene that's about making work on the streets informally and often illegally. In Invader's case, you know, it's a bit more sophisticated perhaps, and Invader's definitely making work where he feels like it's a kind of gift to the city, like it's in a kind of improvement in public space. And look, a lot of graffiti writers and street artists also really talk about their distaste and hatred of advertising in public space. So I think in one sense, both graffiti and street art are about trying to think about a different idea of public space that doesn't have so much kind of corporate material inserted into it.
Lachlan, I love seeing street art, you know, just walking across it. I mean, it was last weekend I walked past, you know, the Keith Haring mural in Collingwood that was painted in 1984. And I thought, wow, I mean, obviously they've done some work to preserve that. How can we go and see Invader's work? Is there, I mean, apart from seeing the Off the Grid exhibition, how can we go around on a little bit of a hunt to find them? Is it documented somewhere?
Look, it is, you know, I'm loath to make it too easy for people, Warren.
Ah, because,
you know, as you've described, it's part of the treasure hunt, I think. Mm. So in this exhibition, we do have a catalogue. You can come to the show at the City Gallery at the Town Hall on Swanson Street. It runs till February, and it's free to come to the show. And there's a free catalogue. And in the catalogue, we've done a little map of where, broadly, where some of these works still exist in the CBD. We haven't done an exhaustive map, so there's still plenty of Invader works for people to discover. And there's also quite a lot of people who's inspired by Invader, made similar types of works. So I think, you know, wherever you go in Melbourne, particularly in the inner city, you'll find street art. And most of the suburbs have their own kind of invader work for you to discover.
I love that, actually. You're right. It's part of the discovery, isn't it? Part of the fun is discovering it and coming across it. So, all right. We'll come and visit your exhibition.
There's also, I think, 24 other pieces in Off the Grid.
Oh, yes.
Right, Lachlan?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
So Invader made 25 works. There's only 11 remaining. So across the last 20 years, they've been chiseled off the wall and fallen off the wall, and occasionally the buildings that they're on have been knocked down or, you know, rebuilt. So, yeah, we're down to just less than a dozen in Melbourne.
And then Off the Grid also features, I think, you know, some milk carton art and a bunch of other street art in your collection, in the collection.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think in Melbourne, we've been fortunate to have a lot of international visitors and high-profile street artists, but it's important not to forget how vibrant the local and how creative the local graffiti and street art scenes have been. So I didn't really just want the focus to be on this anonymous French visitor who really only spent a couple of days in Melbourne. So the exhibition kind of tries to shift the focus and think about some other works that were made around the 2000s. They have a similar kind of vibe to Invader's work. They look a little bit digital. They respond to the grid of the city, and they help us think about Invader's work in as part of a broader kind of local scene of street art.
And let's hope that conversations like this too, you know, help developers become aware that if they do come across something that could be, you know, street art, then to perhaps seek the opinion of people like yourself before they go and demolish it.
Indeed, although, Warren, that is well and truly happening. I think developers have sniffed all the possibilities.
Great.
of street art. And developers are very keen to see their buildings become, venues and destinations for street art. So, yeah, developers are very, very into street art these days.
Fantastic. Off the Grid, Invader and Melbourne Street Art in the Early 2000s is on now. It's curator and director of the MICAT Institute of Melbourne, Lachlan McDowell. Thank you so much for joining us.
Emma Warren, great. Thanks very much.
And for more information about the exhibition, which runs until February 22, you can head to melbourne.vic.gov.au/city-gallery.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.